Blog Talk Radio.
Understand why when life gets hard, you start to cry. Dry all those tears that come through fear with his supply.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. It is Monday, 6/28/21, a new week, a new beginning. God bless you. You made it through the weekend. And I hope this week will start off fabulous and wonderful. Also, I want to remind you, even though they are lifting restrictions statewide, with the mask wearing, et cetera, and gathering, please be careful. COVID has not gone anywhere, and they do have a deviant variant out here. So COVID is not over, and there are still people that have not taken the shot. It's their choice. It's no debate about it. Whether they want it or not, it is their choice. I'm not saying I'm for it, and I'm not saying I'm against it. Your own thought pattern on that is your own. God bless you. The topic today is flinging flattery, and coming from the book of Psalms, Chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. It says, "Help, Lord, for no one is faithful anymore. Those who are loyal have vanished from the human race. Everyone lies to their neighbor. They flatter with their lips, but harbor deception in their hearts." Amen, amen. Have you ever met a gusher? You can't miss them. You might meet one at a party or church or at work. They stand out because they are usually a bit on the showy side, and they fling flattery around like verbal confetti. Face it. The same man or woman who tell you they adore you and they will move heaven and earth for you may turn out to be the same man or woman who refused to even acknowledge you the very next day. Yikes! As you can see in Psalms, God is not amused with flattery. He knows what lies behind such talk. God knows that flattery is worse than useless. It is deceptive and damaging because it's simply not the truth. Flattery comes with sly motivations, which turn out to be self-serving and manipulative, or may our words be loving and real, pure and noble. Father God, in all my conversations, please help us not to give into the temptation of flattery, but may I instead reflect you in all I say and do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That is my topic about flattery, flinging flattery. And go to Psalms 12, chapter 12, 1 through 2. And may God bless you this Monday, and may he keep you. Because flattery gets you what? Nowhere. Amen. Amen. Bless you. And I want to do a shout out to Denise Guest, her mother, Shirley Willis, her brother, and Ayana in California. Pray for you. I continue to let God touch your body, heal your body in all things. Keep your mind straight on the Lord. Keep continuing to pray for you as I continue to pray for you and others. With this, I say amen and amen. Amen. Until Wednesday, God bless you and stay strong in the faith. Amen. Amen.